very much. Item number two, if there's more, no more comments or questions from committee, I don't think so. Item number two, please.
Item number two, from the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting informational reports on the income statements of the care management organization under Family Care. This item also went to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. That committee did not consider the file. The file is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Right.
Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors, what you have before you are the financial statements for the Department of Family Care for two, broke out by region and consolidated for two different time periods, which we'll all appreciate Mr. Hudson will speak to rather than myself.
Madam Chair and County Board Supervisors, what you have is four reports for the period January 1st through December 31st, 2013. These were our final results. We have since gone through an audit. While the audit results haven't been released yet, we don't believe there'll be any adjustments made to our financials. So what we have here is a consolidated report, and for 2013, the overall operations, which would include Milwaukee County, Racine, Kenosha, and the five surrounding counties, we had a net surplus of $7.6 million on operating revenues of $291.2 million. We had served 8,241 members during that time period. Specific regions, Milwaukee County had, of that $7.6 million, Milwaukee County had approximately a $6.9 million surplus, serving 8,107 members. Racine, Kenosha had a net surplus of 661,000, serving 119 members. And then the newest region, we had a net surplus of $46,000 serving 15 members, and at that time we had just opened doors going into the second half of 2013. So our enrollment has been increasing in each of those regions. So I guess what I'd like to say, too, is we continue to see growth in those regions. However, we are starting this, with Milwaukee County, we are actually seeing a net decrease in our enrollment. Just for comparison purposes, back in December of 2013, we had enrollment in Milwaukee County of 8,106 members, and in July we're at 8,040. So we're seeing a trend downward. Typically, the first quarter of the year will be due to the winter months. We would see a dip in our enrollment, and then we would see a recovery by second quarter. We're no longer seeing that. We're actually seeing a trend downward. So some of the other regions are supporting that decrease in enrollment and being able to offset some of our infrastructure, our cost structure. And to kind of put it in perspective, Racine, Kenosha, back in December of 2013, we had an enrollment of 118. We're up to 152. We refer to it as Region 6. The other five counties, it was 15 members. We're now up to 40. So when we looked at total enrollment back in December 2013, we had roughly 8,239 members. We're now at 8,233. So we've been able to prevent a slide or a decrease in enrollment and still pay for our infrastructure costs. So I just wanted to share that with the committee members. But this is the results for 2013. I don't know if there's any questions on the 2013 results. For 2014, you have the same, this is for a period January 1st through May 31st, 2014. You have the same reports. I'm sorry. Is there a question? Oh, okay. The consolidated operations, right now we have a net loss of $1,024,000, serving 8,230 members, or 230 members as of that point in time. Milwaukee County operations, we have a $1.6 million loss in that region, and that is attributable primarily to the rate decrease we had, the capitation rate decrease that we had received for 2014. It was a 3.8% decrease in our capitation rate. And then in Racine, Kenosha, we have a net surplus or net income of $437,000 and a net surplus or income for Waukesha, Washington, Walworth, Ozaukee, and Sheboygan counties of $111,000. So we are seeing growth in those regions. They are offsetting some of our net losses that's occurring in Milwaukee County. As I mentioned, the capitation rate is the driver behind the reason for the losses in Milwaukee County, although our enrollment is decreasing as well, which doesn't help. I don't know if there are any questions.
Supervisor Mayo, then Supervisor Mishan.
With your capitation rate going down, only in Milwaukee County, or is it within the region?
Sure. Chairwoman and Supervisor Mayo, for 2014, we had one region that received a capitation rate increase, and that was in Racine-Kenosha. The other region, which was the Waukesha, Walworth, and Sheboygan counties, there was a slight decrease there, but the big decrease was in Milwaukee County. It was the largest decrease. Racine-Kenosha was the only region that received a capitation rate increase statewide.
So why did Milwaukee County capitation rate went down?
It was basically because of how the regression capitation regression model had worked. Variables in the cost structure demonstrated a rate decrease.
And Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, the thing also to be aware of is the cap rates for all of the MCOs, with the exception of those MCOs operating in Racine and Kenosha. One other area or no other area?
No, that was the
area. Capitation rate decreases for all of the managed care organizations. So just to sort of put that in perspective, everybody's cap rate went down except for those MCOs serving Racine and Kenosha.
So now you're into your reserves now because of your deficit?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mill, absolutely. We will be using some of our reserves this year to pay for this.
So long term, how do you feel about the capitation rate and the regression of patients
regression
in Milwaukee County, and are we going to be able to sustain this?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, that's an excellent question. We don't have issues with the model itself. I think we've kind of expressed some concerns on a going forward basis to this committee and to the Finance Committee in regards to the minimum wage ordinance. We've expressed concerns relative to the increase in legacy costs that we see. So that will have that has concerns on how well we'll do in the future. The model itself, I'm the liaison or chair for the other MCOs and how we work with the state on this model. And right now it was the whole family care program with the base cost data saw a trend downward or a decrease in costs. It was cost savings statewide, and that's what in essence set a lower capitation rate for everybody. We have shared with the state concerns on a going forward basis about the cost to continue as far as inflationary costs, energy costs, those labor, those types of things, and we are working to try to address that in 2015 and beyond. But I can't, you know, some of this might be budget driven at the state level, and I can't speak to the state concerns. But right now we have the reserves to pay for this, and that's what the plan is to use our reserves to pay for the net loss this year, and we probably will lose somewhere between $4 and $4.5 million. This is the outlook as we speak today. So.
Will you ever have to go to the taxpayers?
No, we have our own reserve account where the net income we earned last year, the $7.6 million, went into a separate reserve account for family care. We would access from that net income to pay for this. So the taxpayer would not, or Milwaukee County would not pay for any of this.
Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted you to make it extremely clear. It's the state that changed the capitation rate, and I would say it is budget-driven, and I just find it an amazing coincidence that Racine and Kenosha get an increase. When you look at legislative leadership across the state, that those two areas aren't affected. But I don't know how we can say we don't have a problem with the capitation rate or the regression model and all that when we are talking about whether or not the program's sustainable or not. Obviously, there's a disconnect there that why are so-called, if costs are trending downward, there shouldn't be a problem with sustainability. Sustainability should be getting better, not less likely. So I don't, that's the whole, because the reason they're claiming they can reduce the payment is because they're claiming that they're overpaying us by 3.8%. And that, so if that cut actually jeopardizes the future going forward here, I don't know how we can not say we don't have a problem with whatever model they're doing that with.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, I said I can't speak to whether it's budget-driven. They didn't communicate that as whether it was budget-driven. So I'm not going to make the assumption it was budget-driven. We can assume what we want. I guess to your point about the capitation rate model, if we were to get the same rate over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, I entirely agree with you that there's a sustainability problem. Where we have been told, and we have been aggressively working to get all our base data, and I had shared this at finance when we were discussing the concerns around the ordinance, and we have been told, and all MCOs have been told, that everybody's base data will be included in the rate model. Will that mean a rate increase? I don't know. It'll be dependent on how the regression model works, but if we were to not get a rate adjustment or increase going forward at some point, then your conclusion would be dead accurate, that there would be a sustainability problem. The state has a lot of skin in the game. They have 57 counties in this program now, and at some point probably going to make it all full 72 counties. So I would think that they would ensure that there's the sustainability concerns would be addressed, because they're not going to want this program to all fall in their lap, because they're the ones paying for it.
Right. No, my concern is that they don't see a sustainability problem with us, being cut, and it's okay, they'll increase it for other parts of the state, like they said in Racine and Kenosha or some other part of Wisconsin, yet they keep on cutting Milwaukee County because they don't like Milwaukee County. And just everything in Madison is about the budget and money. That's the only reason they're in Madison. Not to make light of it, but it is that, and I would just hope you would go there assuming everything's about money.
Yeah. Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, I just want to reassure you that relative to the rate setting, there hasn't been any indication or anything that would indicate that this was geared towards Milwaukee County. There were actually private nonprofit entities that actually had rate decreases higher than ours. One organization, Care Wisconsin First, actually had a rate decrease and what they referred to as a policy adjustment that amounted to a $25 million hit to them. So ours, which was more than 2.5 times what we experienced.
Right. So, well, maybe they should have donated more money to Governor Walker, but
that organization is based in Madison. So I just want to reassure you that I have not seen anything in my experience that was driven towards Milwaukee.
Nothing else.
Supervisor Taylor.
To follow up on John, everything is budget driven. I mean, that's just a given. That's what they do. That's why they're there. But the question to follow up on Supervisor Mayo about going to the taxpayers, what happens when it is depleted, our reserves? Then what?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Taylor, we have we have three reserve accounts. We have a working capital, we have a restricted reserve, and we have a solvency fund. Mm-hmm. Working capital reserve allows the MCO a lot of flexibility to pay its bills and in this situation, its losses. When that's fully depleted, we would then access the restricted reserve account. The restricted reserve account would be a request not only from this county board but also from the state to access that reserve when that is fully depleted. Then there's a solvency fund. That solvency fund is a pooled reserve. Every MCO has pledged $750,000 into a pool. That solvency fund would then be accessed to pay out the remaining balance. The experience has been when there has been an MCO that has depleted its entire reserves, they've gone to that pooled reserves, meaning the state, used those reserves, and then if let's say there's still a shortfall, they'll either do one of two things. They'll either pay for it themselves or they'll go back and reassess the remaining MCOs. But then the organization is no longer solvent and out of business.
Right. Madam Chair, Supervisor Shiller, I guess, yeah, the conclusion of all of that will be and has been what has happened with other MCOs that have run into trouble is they dissolve. They exhaust their reserves, they go to the pooled reserve, and they are no longer in business. So I don't know if this is comforting or not, but I don't think there's even an option. I mean, and it would certainly be up to the discretion of the state, but I don't believe there's an option for the municipality to come back and offset those losses. I think the way that they have structured it on a going-forward basis is that if a managed care organization can't remain solvent, then it goes under, and a different MCO would take over operations in whatever region they're in.
So likelihood is we're big enough that they're not going to let us fail, you're saying?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, no, I'm not. I don't think that the maximum of too big to fail exists for managed care organizations, but what would happen is if the MCO were forced to dissolve, another MCO would take its place.
Right, but if we lose $4.5 million this year and $4.5 million, I mean, we don't know what the rate's going to be next year, and this, you know, last year we netted $7 million is what it was.
7.6.
So this is just, you know, not a little over half of that amount, so it's nothing I'd be maybe overly concerned about. But I mean, if that continues, you have to go to the restricted one. I mean, then the state maybe needs to wake up a little bit, realize that their numbers are off, the rates are off. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. Any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none.